This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you guys so much for tuning in today. If it's your first time, we definitely appreciate it. And Brother Breck hanging out with us, wearing his swag, B-Team swag. Very, very dapper, I must say. Get over to our social media pages. You can check out our Christmas mugs and t-shirts. I don't know why I keep getting emails about mouse pads. I don't understand people. Apparently.
Mouse pads, man. I don't know. I mean, we're grateful, right? You want to rep us at work.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. But I just, like I said, whenever I check out from Vistaprint, when I'm ordering Breck Riley logos and DJ stuff, it's always like, Breck, do you want a mouse pad? Here, have a mouse pad. I'm like, okay.
I never knew those things were so popular.
Yeah, all right. I don't think about my mouse pad.
Whatever makes a mouse work is what I'm happy with, but if B-Team mouse pads are it, I guess.
We'll get some B-Team underwear.
I just got tickled by all of it. Of course, it is Tuesday, December 7th, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
And I can remember the stories of my grandparents telling me stuff. You had the opportunity to interview a 96-year-old gentleman that you would not believe is 96 to hear him talk.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was sitting in there. It was at the Veterans Home here in Kosciuszko yesterday. His name is David Smith. He's a World War II vet. And they took me to the chapel. I had to get my nose swabbed and everything. And they're like, Rick, y'all are going to be in the chapel. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I was in the chapel like 10 minutes and nobody showed up. And finally, the nurse comes in, and she's like, sorry, we're late. He had to talk to everybody on the way down here. So he said, stop and talk to everybody. And so, yeah, we sat there, and he was great. Talked about being 16 years old and remembering listening to the president give the address on the
FDR.
Like the famous, you know, date they will live in infamy speech on the radio on their farm down in Lincoln County, and how that inspired him to join the military. He's only 16, so he had to wait a couple years and then join the service after that. And then about how all of his siblings joined and, you know, did part of the war effort. He had two brothers that were in the service. One was sent to Europe with him, another one to the Pacific. And then he had sisters that were working in factories, you know, doing the riveting and other stuff that, you know, they were called, that people were asked to do. And then he got sent to Germany, occupied France. Ooh.
God.
And had to root him out, what he said. He had to push him back to Germany.
I'll tell you what, we will play that interview in its entirety right here on the B-Team Podcast. But one of the stories I remember him talking about was the being trapped in the foxhole.
Yeah.
And locked in the foxhole. That story will blow your mind.
3 months in the foxhole.
That's coming up for your interview. Of course, with it being the 7th day of December, it is also Cotton Candy Day. International Cotton Candy Day.
Or, as it is called...
Here it comes.
Down Under.
Yes.
It's called Fairy Floss. First time I heard that, I was like, that is awesome. I'm only going to call it Fairy Floss from
fairy
now on.
Fairy Floss. I can just see you walking through a fair going, excuse me, do you have any Fairy Floss, please?
I'm putting out a shrimp on the Bobby and get us a Fairy Floss.
It's just some of the things you hear.
You know, my buddy from Australia says, you know, like, you know, the Foster's, Australian for beer, right?
Yeah, it's...
He's like, no one drinks that. He's like,
yeah, nobody.
He's like, we drink Bud Light.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I had a friend of mine who lives in, oh my gosh, I'm trying to, is it Aberdeen? I think it is Aberdeen. And...
Like Washington?
No. Is it... Adelaide.
Adelaide, Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adelaide. I knew it was one of them A words.
Yes.
But she lives in Adelaide, and they don't care for Foster's at all.
No, my buddy told me that's Bud Light.
Yeah, they just like, Foster's for beer. Yeah, my ass. No. Speaking of beer, Christmas parties are coming up. And
oh, yeah.
excited about this one. This will be the first at the Boswell Media
location. Yeah, I guess, because we didn't get to have it last year because of COVID.
Nope, we had it postponed. But what can you tell me about Boswell Media Christmas parties?
It's fun. Just sort of like a meet and mingle.
A meet and mingle.
Yeah, you know. This year, we haven't had it. You know, it's at a different place this year.
Right.
And I've been to the place because I had a DJ gig out there. Mm-hmm. And I've been there. It's a nice little spot. And so it's going to be cool. They got a little, I don't know what the music, usually there's music, but I don't know if there's going to be music this year.
Mm.
So I don't know. Well, usually it's a music. I asked if Melissa's daughter and their band was playing. She said no. So I think they're called the Loose Strings. I think I call them the G Strings. Because I was like, Melissa, are the G Strings playing? She's like, who? I'm like, your daughter's a band. And she's like, oh, no, they're not playing at Christmas party. Yeah,
something tells me you don't want to bring up G-strings, your boss's daughter, in the same conversation.
Yeah, so I was just like, you know, whatever the name, I don't remember what they were called. And she's like, no, they're not playing the Christmas party. I thought they'd be playing the party, but they're not. Well, so I mean, maybe there's another musical guest that is being kept under wraps. I don't know. Or maybe it's just going to be. Or maybe it's just going to be.
Intended.
It's going to be like, hey, Breck, just plug in your DJ stuff and play some DJ. Play some Christmas music.
I can tell you this. I'm excited about that. Of course, when you have holiday parties, there's some etiquette, some rules that you should probably have. What are some things that you shouldn't do at a company party?
I mean, probably, you know, getting drunk and dancing on top of the table and taking your shirt off is probably, you know, probably taboo. I'm not going to say don't get drunk.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Well, you got to be careful, because I've been to a couple of parties where I've seen employees that you would never think or expect to hook up have left together, and it gets interesting that next day because you're like, how you doing?
So,
and it becomes
deets. We need some deets.
We need the tea.
Yeah.
We need the tea.
Some deets, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I didn't get wild at our party. I mean, you know,
it's just, well, there's only seven of us. How crazy can we get?
No, everybody comes.
Oh, really?
Like all the sports people. Everybody. So it's not just full time. So even sports people come and hang out, and you know, I mean, Melvin doesn't work much anymore, but I imagine Melvin will get an invite. You know, he's retired, but, you know, I imagine he'll get an invite to the party.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, Philip will be, you know, Palmetry will be there. Evan, the camera guy, will be there. You know, Philip,
the rebel of the bunch.
Jeremy, my color commentator. You know. All these
sports.
Yeah. All these folks get to come by. If Gilbert wants to come, Gilbert can come. You know,
that would be awesome. Yeah. Things you should do: have a good time, have some memories.
Always
have a good time. Don't be a stick in the mud. Regardless, it's your opportunity to just let your hair down, have fun, make the most of it.
Yeah, most Christmas parties are a time where the management's like, this is, you know, a reward for hard work. Yes. You know, and you enjoy yourself.
A lot different than some of the holiday gatherings that you'll run into as far as family is concerned, because according to the new study, dude, 3 in 5 Americans dread going to family gatherings during the holidays. You want to know why? 63% said there's always one family member that take things way too far when it comes to boozing it up during the holidays.
Sorry.
58% agree that their entire family drinks way too much. At holiday gatherings, 1/3 of respondents say they can always count on that behavior from their uncle.
Drunk uncle, baby.
And 54% know that someone is going to have to apologize the morning after family gatherings.
No one drinks at family gatherings but me.
I will tell you this. Growing up in my house, it was always going to be something. We would always eat at 2 o'clock, and about 4:30, 5 o'clock is when you'd start seeing the kids start, you know, making their way to the family room, or the Florida room, as they refer to them in Florida. And that's when all the adults would go outside and set up at the poker table. And that's where it all went down. My grandmother, rest in peace, had no mercy on anybody when it came to poker.
Big blind, put it in.
She would. I saw things get hairy. And one of the things that people also, when it comes to children, hate about going to family relatives is kissing people you only have to see once a year and sitting at the kids' table. Was it a big deal for you to get graduated from the kids' table to the big table? Did you ever have to go through that?
I still like to sit at the kids' table. I'd rather sit.
Better conversation?
I'd still rather sit at the kids' table, mostly.
Well, whatever you do this holiday, make sure that you do it smart, you do it safe, have a good time, and make it a night to remember, not something you want to forget. It's the B-Team Podcast.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
Riley on the Breakfast Show off of Breezy News. You can catch him on off of Breezy 101. You can listen live by going to breezynews.com or go to kicks96news.com to catch the two of us together. We were talking last break about holiday parties, get-togethers, and things of this nature. Brother Breck, you have some etiquette when it comes to gift wrap and gift wrapping and opening gifts.
Oh, yeah. No.
How does that work?
We got the poll online at Breezy News, and for gift wrapping or gift opening at my house, it's everybody one at a time. Mm-hmm. You just kind of go around, everybody opens one. But that's adults and kids, so it's just, you know, kind of sitting in a big circle. Everybody gets their presents,
right?
You know, at their, you know, then just let them open one at a time.
Yeah,
that's how it goes in my house.
Versus the here's your presents and
just, everybody go at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, some people do that, and some people let the kids go first, and then let the adults go. You know, maybe.
With us, I'm trying to remember. I think it was everybody at once. Usually, my grandfather would pass out the presents, or my father would pass out the presents, because I always remember the two of them always being the last ones to open their stuff. So all the presents went out, and then you just open them as you got them. But me personally, I don't really have any etiquette. It's just whatever works and whatever, you know, makes it easier for everybody to have fun. I do know this much. Nobody in the world was better at paper detail than my grandmother. My grandmother would get the wrapping paper off the floor in a bag in like 2.7 seconds. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, we always have a big garbage bag, and you just kind of throw it over there and somebody puts it in. So sort of it. But right now on the poll at breezynews.com, 36% say they let the kids open their presents first, one at a time, and then the adults open their gifts one at a time. So
now, do you still get presents from Santa?
No.
That would be an interesting poll. How many people still get presents from Santa? Yeah. I, to this day, will always get presents from whoever. And I still get presents from Santa. And I still give presents from Santa. Because I help him, you know, pass those things out. Because, you know, Santa's like that sometimes.
Yeah, no. I'm always still Santa. I'm just like, man, you know what? Just don't stop at my house, right? I got plenty of gifts. I don't need no gifts, Santa. So, like, pass those gifts on to someone else. Don't waste time at my house.
What would Breck Riley leave for Santa if Santa were still coming to your house? Because in our house, it's been the same thing for, like, you know, a minute and a half. It's beer and pretzels and a sandwich.
PBR and Spam.
PBR and Spam, because nothing says I've been a good boy like PBR.
Maybe some saltines and potted meat. Maybe a moon pie for the road.
Well, the next time someone tries to hook you up, you remind them that more Americans are living alone than ever before, and they like it.
I believe it.
Ready for this? 37 million one-person households in the United States in 2021, according to the Census Bureau. In 1960, check this out, 13% of households were occupied by one person. In 2021, 28% are occupied by one. At the same time, the share of Americans living with an unmarried partner today is rising. Today, 8% of Americans over the age of 18 live with a partner, which is almost double the 4.1% that the Census Bureau measured in 2001. They say the average median age for a man when he first gets married is 30.4 years old, and a woman, 28.6. How in the hell do they come up with these points?
I mean, it's just an average, right?
So 30.4?
Yeah. It's just an average. So rather than round up or down, they just keep the actual average. It's like the, like when they say, like, you know, the average American home has 2.5 kids. Like, what the hell? How do you have half a kid? Right? You know? It's like, just round it somehow. I don't care.
If you've ever wondered if someone truly likes you or just tolerates you, here's 11 signs that you're annoying and you should probably back off. Ready for this?
Sure.
See if you know anyone like this. People tell you that you're the friend no one likes. You ever known any of those people?
No, I've known a few.
I've known a few myself. You feel pushed out. You buy friends. I'm sorry, your friends buy gifts for each other, but not you. Your friends seem to want to ignore you, and they might even talk over you. You might be the kind of person that is tolerated if you try to buy your friends. God, this sounds, I know a lot of people like this. This is amazing. Everyone knows where to go when they head out except you. Inside jokes go over your head. When it comes to texting, you're always the one who reaches out. You're always the last to know. Ask why, and the general reply is usually, I forgot. Oh, this is great. You ready for this? You don't ever end up in group photos on social media. And the number one sign that you're the type of person people feel forced to tolerate, they have a lot of parties, don't invite you to them, and they never show up at any of the events you try to put together.
Man,
damn. Harsh. That is some serious brutality at its worst. My God. Oh, and just when you thought it was safe, you ready for this? A new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule has gone into effect that will now, you ready? Allow debt collectors to reach out to people in DMs.
I mean, gotta get them somehow.
Oh, they can find you now on Twitter, Instagram, or wherever else they have online social accounts as long as DMs are private. These new rules prohibit these companies from posting publicly on timelines, and they also have to identify themselves as debt collectors and provide an opt-out option. Can you imagine that?
That's annoying.
That would definitely be annoying. It is just wow.
And you could just pay your bills.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good thing. That's always a good thing. We asked people a couple of questions today, Brother Brett. What was the first one?
Was the one about who to take to a Christmas party? Celebrity?
Yeah, with the Christmas parties coming up, who would you take to a Christmas party and who would you not take to a Christmas party? Who would be fun to take to a Christmas party and who would not be fun to take?
Like celebrity.
Celebrity-wise.
Yeah. I said Miranda Lambert.
That would definitely be a solid
she
one.
Seems like a good beer-drinking gal. Me and her could tear up a dance floor, you know, like, you know, just kind of hang out, be, you know, just a good time. For a good time call, right?
Right.
So that's what I was thinking for you know, for my date.
I would take Gretchen.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. You know, just one of them beer drinking gals that, you know, can and shotgun a beer faster than you can, just about.
And who would not be fun to take to a Christmas party?
Mariah Carey.
You mean the woman that never met a mirror she didn't like?
Exactly.
I don't know how entertaining she would be. I probably would have to go with Britney Spears.
I mean, she'd be entertaining.
Oh, yeah, but just not in a good
might
way.
Might get stabbed. Or you might get married.
While she's doing her dances and telling everyone about the therapy that she was forced to take.
Doing her dances naked. Topless.
That's where the fun might begin.
Yeah, it'll be entertaining at least.
It's the B-Team Podcast.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country. Kix 96. This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Please tell a friend, subscribe, keep the party going, and we invite you to check out all of our social media pages. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, usually at B-Team Podcast MS. We had a topic question we didn't get to the last segment, but the question was, who is harder to buy for during the holidays?
Women.
Men or women?
Women. Men are not difficult. Socks and underwear.
If you ask a woman, they're easy.
Men
are the easiest things in the world to buy for.
Yeah.
Because if you try to buy clothes, it might be difficult for men, unless you know what size they are. With a woman, I just don't want to run that risk because there's too many bad things that can happen. You buy something too large, they think they're fat. You buy something too small, they think they're fat. I don't care if she's standing beside you and goes, that's the one I want, don't do it. Because if it doesn't fit,
it's your fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah, no, I think men are way easier just because, like I said, most men just don't care. I'm not going to say they don't care, but we're not that difficult to please.
Okay, now, what's something you don't want to buy, man? Because we said you don't want to buy clothes for a woman. What would be something you don't want to buy like for a man?
Rogaine? I don't know. Extends? Viagra? I mean, these are all things that are, right? Other than that, I don't know, man, that's going to be upset about, you know. Because, you know, it's like you can't buy women vacuum cleaners and stuff, but you can buy men tools. So it's so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can buy men tools.
Buy us something that's going to make us go to work.
Yeah, tools, knives, appliances, you know, all that. Men don't care. Like, you can buy that and be done with it.
Right.
Most men, like, you know, you buy them something, then they'll play with the box.
Yeah.
Or play with the bubble wrap.
Yes.
You know, that's how most men are just big kids. So I can't see any problem. And like I said, you can't ever go wrong with socks and underwear.
I was just going to say, safe bet always. Yeah. Socks and underwear and gift cards.
Yeah, man.
How can you go wrong with that?
Just easy. A gift card to Sears? Is that still a thing? Are they still open?
I don't know. I haven't seen a
Sears. I'm going to say your gift card to Sears or just a gift card to like your local co-op. You know, where you can buy, you know, I mean, maybe he wants to buy some boots.
Evel Knievel stunt cycle sets are always a good thing.
If he's a boot wearer, you can buy some boots, you know, and just, you know, whatever. Or a gift card, like I said, to Tractor Supply or a hardware store, Napa, yeah, or AutoZone.
A Green Ranger with the flute.
Yeah.
Always a good go-to gift.
Just something like that just not that difficult.
I just find it amazing and amusing that women think that we are hard to buy for.
And most men, if you buy something for them, they're not, you know, they're just like, oh, thank you so much, I love it. Whether or not they love it or not, thank you so much, I love it, right? You know, so I just think that men are a whole lot easier and just not as complicated as human beings, for one thing.
No.
So that translates to buying them Christmas presents.
Yes, it's just the easiest thing in the world. Again, women, we love you. You're just difficult to buy for.
Yeah, I mean, when anybody asks me what I want for Christmas, I literally always say socks and underwear. Like, anything else you get after that is just icing on the cake, right? So, I mean, gift cards are fine. It doesn't matter. Whatever you give me, I'm going to enjoy because you decided to give me a gift.
Right.
It does not matter to me.
And he is that way.
It doesn't matter to me what it is. I don't care. You give me a gift, I'm going to be excited about it. Because, like, people, you know, somebody came to the radio station and 1 year and gave me, what did they give me? Cookies or something. It was awesome, right?
Right.
I mean, cookies are okay. They're not like my favorite, but still, somebody gave me cookies.
It took the time to think of you.
Somebody gave me something.
Right.
And then, like I always say, I love free stuff. Yes. If it's free, it's for me.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what it is, I'm going to be okay with it, and I'll probably send you a thank you note.
Now, there is a lot of things in there that he has said, and he appreciates getting gifts. Is there a line of things that you should never buy, Breck Riley?
Rogaine, Viagra, Extends.
No. You say this now because you're in your 30s. Stockpile that up, and I'm telling you.
Well, it's one thing if someone... So if you buy it for yourself, right?
Yeah. But honestly, who's the kind of person that would buy you Rogaine and...
Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go. You need this, right? It's kind of like if the woman has gray hair and you buy her like the coloring for her. You need this, sweetie, right? It's going to be insulting.
Well, see, I was thinking of things like plain M&Ms. Breck Riley hates plain M&Ms.
Yeah, I mean...
Don't
turn them down, right? I mean...
Yeah, but they're his least favorite.
I mean, I can eat them just like three at a time. If I eat any more than that, I'm going to be sick. because I ate a whole bag of them as a kid. And I mean a whole bag. I mean a big bag. I don't mean like a...
Ejecting
money. I don't mean like a gas station bag.
Yeah.
I mean like a big bag, like a Halloween gift, like big bag. Whole bag in like 10 minutes. And I was sick for like a week.
Ejecting him up.
Oh, I got some you can't buy me.
What is it?
White Claw. That kind of weird... what people call beer.
Yeah, I was going to
say... Alcoholic water.
Yeah, any type of seltzer water, stay away from...
Alcoholic water.
Alcoholic water.
What the heck, man? Yeah, what is that about?
But these are things that you should never buy Breck Riley or consider getting him for
truly White Claw. Yeah, anything like that that pretends to be beer, but it's not. It's the same thing as Smirnoff Ice.
Yes.
And Zima.
Yeah.
It's literally the same thing.
Oh, I'm getting my stomach's turning on that one.
It's called a flavored malt beverage. It's the same thing as Zima and Smirnoff.
Yeah, things you never want to pick up for me would be books. I don't like to read. It has to be a certain type of book. It has to be something that I want, but I don't have time. I don't have time to read. I'm not a big fan of the seltzer water. The alcohol water is the
alcoholic water. I'm not a huge food person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it, but I'm not like it's one of those things that you got to know the person to get food. Now, I feel like I said, if it's a bag of candy or something, that's one thing. But like baking food like that, that's the thing I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, when it comes to holiday, just make sure you pick up your B-Team coffee cups. Pokey wants a couple cups. We got to take care of him. You can pick yours up. Just DM us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
And we'll give you a mouse pad.
We have mouse pads coming. Time now for a quick feature we call Things We Learned Today. And we learned today that you should never, ever, under any circumstances, ever, buy Breck Riley, seltzer, water.
Alcoholic water or Viagra.
Yes. We also learned today that... there is an etiquette when it comes to opening Christmas presents, according to BreezyNews.com. 36% say that children should have the presents first, with the adults opening their presents last. We also learned today that women are definitely harder to shop for when it comes to Christmas presents.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, not even close. And we also learned that Brother Breck has a special interview coming up with 80-year-old Kosciuszko resident David Smith, who served overseas during World War II and remembers exactly where he was when he heard about the invasion of Pearl Harbor. It's the B-Team Podcast. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at Kix96News.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at BTeamPodcastMS@gmail.com.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
80 years ago, that speech from Franklin D. Roosevelt rang out on radios across the world. One of those was on a farm in Lincoln County, Mississippi, where 16-year-old David Smith was listening with his family.
We had not even had a radio until just before that happened. I know it was a big deal. People kind of gathered where the radios were.
Smith is a resident at the Martha Jo Leslie State Veterans Home in Kosciuszko. He says that speech and the attacks on Pearl Harbor convinced him to enlist in the Army.
I just remembered at that early age, I wanted to be part of it.
And it wasn't just him. His siblings also joined the war effort.
Four brothers and three sisters, and all of them just about it. Either worked in factories, or three went to the Army.
After Smith enlisted in the Army, he was sent to southern France, which was already occupied by Germany.
Nearly 3 months in foxhole. And it was snowed in. We couldn't move. Airplanes couldn't, tanks couldn't move. So we just dug in and we'd have to fight every night or two. They'd try to run over us and we'd try to run through them.
Because of his service, Smith was awarded the Purple Heart. Now 96 years old and on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attacks, he says one thing has stuck with him.
It was amazing that the people gathered together and helped out.
No matter how long it may take us, to overcome this premeditated invasion. The American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
Read more about Smith's time in the Army and more about his time remembering the attacks on Pearl Harbor at BreezyNews.com.